Muslim navigating religious sensitivities at school and work. Navigating religious sensitivities at school and work is a crucial aspect of a Muslim individual's experience in diverse and often secular environments. It involves balancing religious obligations, expressing one's identity, and fostering understanding among peers and colleagues. Here's a detailed understanding of the subject. Religious accommodations. Prayer times. For Muslims, daily prayers are essential. Navigating prayer times at school or work may involve requesting religious accommodations, such as a quiet space or time for prayers. Fasting during Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. Awareness and understanding from colleagues or teachers regarding this practice are important. Dress code and modesty. Hijab and modesty. Muslim women who choose to wear the hijab may navigate dress code policies at school or work. Understanding and respect for religiously mandated modesty is crucial. Religious attire for men. Some Muslim men may wear religious attire, such as a beard or a skullcap, kufi. Accommodating such choices in dress codes contributes to religious inclusivity. Religious holidays and observances. Eid celebrations. Recognizing and respecting Muslim holidays, especially Eid celebrations, can contribute to a more inclusive environment. Awareness of these holidays may lead to greater understanding among peers and colleagues. Flexible scheduling. Providing flexibility during important religious observances allows Muslims to participate in celebrations without compromising their academic or professional responsibilities. Halal dietary needs. Halal food options. Accommodating halal dietary needs by offering halal food options or allowing employees or students to bring their own halal meals supports religious inclusivity. Religious holidays and observances. Eid celebrations. Recognizing and respecting Muslim holidays, especially Eid celebrations, can contribute to a more inclusive environment. Awareness of these holidays may lead to greater understanding among peers and colleagues. Flexible scheduling. Providing flexibility during important religious observances allows Muslims to participate in celebrations without compromising their academic or professional responsibilities. Halal dietary needs. Halal food options. Accommodating halal dietary needs by offering halal food options or allowing employees or students to bring their own halal meals supports religious inclusivity. Cultural competence training. Educating peers and colleagues. Schools and workplaces can organize cultural competence training to educate individuals about the practices, beliefs, and sensitivities of the Muslim community. Addressing stereotypes. Understanding and addressing stereotypes and misconceptions about Islam can contribute to a more inclusive and respectful environment. Religious discrimination and bias. Anti-discrimination policies. Implementing and enforcing anti-discrimination policies helps prevent bias based on religion and ensures a fair and inclusive environment. Addressing prejudice. Schools and workplaces should address instances of religious prejudice promptly, fostering a culture of respect and tolerance. Creating prayer spaces. Prayer facilities. Providing dedicated prayer spaces at schools and workplaces accommodates the need for daily prayers. This space should be quiet, clean, and accessible. Accommodating Friday prayers. For Muslims, Friday is a special day for congregational prayers. Arrangements for accommodating Friday prayers can contribute to a more inclusive environment. Communication and dialogue. Open communication. Encouraging open communication between Muslim individuals and their peers or colleagues facilitates understanding and helps address concerns related to religious practices. Dialogue platforms. Establishing platforms for interfaith dialogue or discussions about religious practices can foster a sense of community and understanding. Networking and support. Muslim employee networks. In workplaces, Having Muslim employee networks can provide a support system and resources for navigating religious sensitivities. Student organizations. At schools and universities, Muslim student organizations can create a sense of community and serve as resources for religious support. Individuals in secular settings. Legal protections. Understanding legal rights. Both students and employees should be aware of their legal rights regarding religious accommodations and protections against discrimination based on religion. Reporting mechanisms. Establishing clear reporting mechanisms for instances of religious discrimination ensures a swift and effective response. In summary, navigating religious sensitivities at school and work involves creating environments that respect and accommodate diverse religious practices. Education, open communication, and proactive measures to address religious accommodations contribute to a more inclusive and understanding atmosphere for Muslim individuals in secular settings.